The fourth quarter report on the U.S. domestic product is out. Let's break down the numbers with the help of Peter Cardillo, chief market economist at Spartan Capital Securities, based in New York. Peter, it's always good to have you on the show. Kind of give us a thumbnail sketch here of how we did in the fourth quarter.
Well, we did okay in the fourth quarter. The GDP rose by 4%. However, that wasn't sufficient to ward off a contraction for the full year. Obviously, consumer spending was up 2.5 cents. So we did have good holiday sales, but again, not enough to have growth in 2020. However, we're in a new year, and that's old news, and so we're looking for growth this year to pick up. Perhaps in the first and second quarter, we'll see moderate levels of growth, but going into the third and fourth, we should see sufficient amount of growth. So we could wind up maybe in 2021 with total growth, with total GDP growth, close to maybe 2.5%.
So does it seem like, in spite of, I mean, obviously things have been rough because of the pandemic, does it seem like we're turning a corner, or is it just too early to say?
Well, we're turning a corner. There's no question about it. But remember, we also have to think of what the Fed told us just yesterday. Fed Chair Powell was very clear that, the economy's acceleration of economic activity depends on the pandemic and the vaccine. So if you have everyone vaccinated, let's say, within the next 3 to 4 months, then it's green lights for the economy. However, if that is not the case, then there's a possibility that you might have stagnant growth or perhaps even falter in the third and fourth quarter.
Are we, we're hearing a lot more about further stimulus. Are we at a point where you feel as an economist like we do need more stimulus, whether it's these checks or unemployment support or maybe a combination of several things? Do we still need that going forward this year?
I think we do. I'm not sure if we need the amount that's being proposed, but we do need relief because the problem is the huge amount of unemployed, and those are the people that really need it the most. And the longer you wait, the harder it becomes for them to spend that money, because if they do get it, they're going to spend it on back bill payments and other necessities, and not necessarily on items that would lift economic growth.
How important, in general, I mean, maybe there's no direct connection, but how important is the consumer confidence, people feeling like they're going to keep their jobs, get jobs, continue to have income? How important is that in economic growth? It would seem as if people think they're going to lose their money, they're not going to be spending very much of it.
That's correct. It's very important. Consumers' growth goes hand in hand with consumer spending. If you have good consumer confidence, obviously the consumer is out there and he'll begin to spend. But if confidence erodes, they're not going to spend. It's as simple as that. We've seen a slight uptick in consumers' confidence over the last month or so. So I think if we do get more stimulus and the vaccine rollout continues and there are no further delays, I think you'll see consumer sentiment rise. It could go right back to where it was, around the 100 level.
Thanks so much for the analysis, Peter Cardillo, chief market economist at Spartan Capital Securities in New York.